The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Europe's biggest barbecue and food festival, The Big Grill, starts this Thursday and lasts until Sunday. Herbert Park in Dublin will be host to some of the world's biggest and best chefs, and one of them is with me now, Jeremy Charles. He's one of Canada's best chefs. His restaurant Raymond's has been crowned best restaurant in Canada. Jeremy, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat. Thanks.
People might know you from the late Anthony Bourdain's show because you were involved with him, and people saw you in action.
yeah, that was a wonderful experience, and it was great to show him around Newfoundland and Labrador, and I think he had a wonderful time.
Now, people can talk about food from various places, you know, be it Thai food or Chinese food, or even, perish the thought, Irish food.
Yeah.
But what about Newfoundland food?
Yeah, Newfoundland's a pretty unique place. We're, you know, obviously surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean, the most easterly point in North America. And we love our seafood, obviously cod and snow crab, but also we hunt for wild game, moose, rabbit, partridge, grouse. So it's, you know, a lot of wild edibles. It's a real dream to cook and live in Newfoundland, for sure.
Yeah. And when you talk about cod, I mean, cod is fish, as far as you guys are concerned.
Yeah.
I saw that on that program.
Yeah, fish is, yeah.
Fish is cod.
Cod is fish, yeah. Cod is king. Yeah.
Now, your own background, you might come across when people read your book, Wildness, or watch you in action, that you kind of learned at your mother's knee and you went out hunting, shooting, fishing and tying flies and all the rest. But you did have formal training.
Yes, I did. I left when I was 19, moved to Montreal. And went to culinary school. I was there in Montreal for 5 years and then Chicago for 5 years and made my way back home.
You did a lot of private chefing?
Yeah, a lot of private stuff. And yeah, and eventually just decided to come back and get back to hunting and fishing and cooking in Newfoundland.
Yeah, so the lure of Newfoundland was too strong.
Yeah, it's, you know, you speak to a lot of people from Newfoundland and, you know, they travel the world, but eventually you just want to get back to home and...
Now, there are connections. I mean, I'm told that some Newfoundlanders will have basically an Irish accent.
Yeah, it's very, very prominent in Newfoundland. We have a place called the Irish Loop where, you know, you wouldn't know if you're over here in Ireland. The accent's so strong. It's so, yeah, a lot of Irish descent. And you see that in the music and the culture. And yeah, so we have a really strong connection to here in Ireland.
Yeah. Why did the Irish end up in Newfoundland? Was it just that it was the first landfall for many of them?
Yeah, I mean, it's the oldest city in North America. It was the first stop, you know. Some people say Boston, my friends from the States kind of argue with me, but I'm like, yeah, no, it was the first stop. And yeah, it's a funny history.
Yeah, you're kind of isolated. It's sort of an island.
Yeah, it is an island, yeah, for sure. It's St. John's is the capital, and there's a natural harbor which was used in the First and Second World Wars, especially for a lot of the battleships, and the Americans had their bases there and whatnot. And, yeah, it's an island surrounded by water and very harsh climate, icebergs, polar bears, whales, puffins. I mean, it's a beautiful place, and, yeah, I love it there.
I mean, we're told that if we didn't have the Gulf Stream warming us up, we would have a climate exactly like that of Newfoundland.
Okay, well, that's interesting.
So tell me, what's it like in the winter?
Well,
just in case that Gulf Stream stops.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the winters are, you know, we get the snow for sure. But we've really seen a big change in the weather. You know, the climate change is very dramatic in Newfoundland and the water's warming. You're seeing different species of... mammals and seafoods and different things moving into our waters, which, you know, is obviously concerning. But the weather's definitely warmed up in Newfoundland for sure.
And what about the plight of polar bears, for instance?
Yeah, the polar bears are, you know, they're having a lot of challenges because they feed off seals, obviously. And, of course, they're not getting the ice pans and stuff coming down. And they're already coming into, you know, closer to communities and what have you, searching for food. So up in the Torngat Mountains and Northern Labrador, you know, the polar bears are coming down into these communities and yeah, nothing good about it really.
Now, you could be the best kept secret in culinary affairs, but you've got a book, Wildness, which shares much of that with the world.
Yeah, that was a real passion project to be able do a book with Fidon and to really document all the beautiful ingredients of Newfoundland, wild, you know, from land and sea. It's a true taste of the terroir. It's the stories behind the food, the people behind the food, really. And yeah, it's a fun book.
Mm. Now, you talk about, in general terms, the wildlife that may form part of your menu or the fish that you cull from the sea to form part of your menu. But if there was a dish that, you know, what's a Newfoundland dish?
I mean, it would have to be codfish. I mean,
codfish.
Yeah, I would think a fish and brews, which is, you know, my grandmother would make for me. It's hardtack, potatoes, onions, and salt pork. And that's something that you would have found out on the fishing boats, you know, that would feed large groups of people, you know, very simply. But yeah, fish and brews would be definitely a staple that you.
What sort of things do you do with cod, all the cod you have? I mean, do you dry it?
God, yeah. I mean, we salt it, dry it. I mean, we take the cod sounds and, you know, the tongues, the cheeks, you know, you name, we use the whole head, nose, tail, you know, we use everything in the codfish.
How big is a codfish?
God, these days, I mean, I've seen cod 50 pounds, you know, well, and bigger.
Because we think of cod on chips and we think of a small fillet of cod. You know?
Yeah.
You know, so that, it's that coming exists from a much larger creature.
But, you know, we're blessed with large cod off the coast, especially in the in Bonavista, in that bay and stuff. And yeah, it's cod is alive and well right now in Newfoundland.
Yeah, there was a problem, wasn't there? Wasn't there a crisis in cod?
Yeah, the moratorium, yeah. We had a lot of big vessels, basically, you know, frozen container ships dragging off the coast of Newfoundland, you know. And
like, how did you stop that?
That was John Crosby and shut down the fishery. I think it was in 93.
So kept everybody out?
Everybody, you know. Wasn't the inshore fishermen. A lot of the communities, you know, just...
They suffered because they couldn't take the small amount of cod that they used to take out compared to these factory ships.
Exactly. It was really, really sad, dark days in Newfoundland. And, you know, people had to pivot and leave the province and, you know, change careers. And yeah, it was a really, really, you know, again, challenging times.
Who's entitled to fish off the coast of Newfoundland at the moment? I mean, do you get Russian ships coming in? Do you get...
We did for many years. I haven't seen those in a long time. And, you know, Japanese, Chinese, you see all kinds of boats in St. John's Harbour. But these days, I haven't seen many. That I'm not quite sure of. I know right now it's they have an inland fishery and certain areas are open to different quotas and what have you. And it's definitely, yeah.
Because the sustainability of fisheries is hugely important.
Oh my God, it's everything. And, you know, you think we learn from our mistakes and move forward in that kind of a way. And hopefully, you know, there is codfish for our kids and next generations to come because it's such a beautiful resource. And to you know, not to have that is an absolute.
What is your role in visiting the Big Grill? Or well, do you know?
Yeah, I'm here with some friends, Brad Leone and some other friends, and I'm cooking with Brad on Sunday. Well, I'm cooking myself on Sunday at 12:30. There's a few tickets left, I think, and it's Newfoundland Flames. And then on Saturday, it's myself and Brad and some friends. We're doing some demos and what have you. So around 2:45, I think it is. So it's it's gonna be a fun time. Good food.
This is your first time here?
This is my first time to the festival. Yeah, I've been to Ireland once before, down in Dublin or down in Galway, excuse me, and been around some other places and. I'm here for a few days before and a few days after, so I'm really looking forward to just seeing the countryside again and meeting some new people and just really enjoying the festival. Sounds
very good. Well, Jeremy, thank you very much for coming in. We recommend the book Wildness, which is available everywhere.
Yeah,
all good bookshops.
Online. Yeah,
wow. Great stuff. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
for joining us. That's Jeremy Charles, who'll be featuring in the Big Grill in Herbert Park these coming days.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.